Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is Saturday, the 30th of March, and we're heading into a new month. In a few days, my daughter's birthday is April 1st, and we are going out of the country tomorrow, so I just, I had to go check in and get my itinerary, everything together for tomorrow. And we're gonna have a wonderful time. Like right now, I literally got up this morning. I waited till the last minute to pack. Like I wait till the last minute all the time to do everything. But I waited till the last minute to pack because the way my mind works is just I really like structure. So I know I had to do a little bit of laundry and then I wanted to clean my apartment literally from top to bottom. I don't like to go on vacation and anything in my apartment is out of order. That drives me crazy. So I had to literally clean from the top to the bottom, do laundry. And then I went to do my nails and I got to do my hair and all these other things like that. But right now I'm just sitting down and I'm having a little cocktail and I'm just, so excited that I can go on vacation with my family and we're going to just have a really, really good time. Definitely, we need this energy. We definitely need this. And it's just I'm going away this whole year. I am booking vacations. As soon as I get back from my daughter's birthday vacation, I'm going to Vegas, and I'm not going to Vegas to gamble. I'm going to Vegas to eat. And then when I get back from Vegas, I'm going to New Orleans, Louisiana, so I can eat. And this is what I'm doing. I love food, so I'm literally traveling just to eat. And life is too short, so I've just been working. I've just been laying low. I've just been minding my business. I've just been doing everything I need to do. And yesterday was my last day of work for a couple of days, and I am going to enjoy every freaking moment. My daughter is going to be, she's going to be 16 April 1st. Today's the 30th. Tomorrow we leave, tomorrow morning. And I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Odyssey. I'm so grateful to be your mom. I love you so much, and you're such a great kid, and I see how you have your focuses on school and work, and I love you so much. You just literally make me so proud, and I hope you enjoy your sweet 16 on vacation with me and auntie and Coots, and we're gonna turn up and we're gonna have a good time. I'm so happy that I'm able to take you away for your birthday and enjoy it with you. I just wish you nothing but the best. I wish you nothing but success, happiness, love, peace, and light for your whole life. No trauma, no drama, just nothing but just blessings and abundance of health, love, and prosperity. And I wish that upon your life. I pray that God protect every footstep that you walk. I also pray that he guides every step that you take. I pray that my ancestors and loved ones and spirit guides and my angels guide you and show you the light. I want you to experience nothing but the best of life, nothing but the best of what God has in store for us. And yeah, that's it. I was just thinking about when I was 16, what I was doing, and kind of made me teary-eyed. I was definitely not where my daughter is right now. I was probably somewhere drinking and smoking weed and just being a bad girl at 16. And my daughter's the total opposite of me. She's such a good kid. And as long as I'm alive, I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure that she has a better life than I did. Not saying my parents didn't do their best. It's just what it was. The era that I was born in, the 80s, 90s, wasn't the best time to, and overall, I really enjoyed my childhood. But thinking about it, I did see a lot of things at a young age that I shouldn't have. A lot of things that, literally made me traumatized and gave me anxiety before I even knew what anxiety was. So I'm so grateful my daughter doesn't have any of those hangups. I'm grateful that she's confident and she is secure with who she is. And I just wish you nothing but the best and happy sweet 16 birthday, because I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to do this tomorrow or on your birthday when we get to where we're going, but I want to do it in advance. And I want this stuff to live forever long. So whenever you feel sad or whatever, you can always listen to this and know that your mom loves you and I would do anything for you. So on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I got to finish packing. My clothes is packed, but I got to do my makeup bag. With my little toiletries, my hair products, and my perfumes and things like that. And so I'm just get back to that and enjoy my weekend. I love you guys. To all the moms out there, that's doing their best with their kids. I promise you, those kids, they see everything that you're doing. And your hard work and love is not going in vain. They're going to always remember you. They're going to always remember what you did for them, no matter what. So do your best, parents. And this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm out. Bye.